Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome for everyone who's joining me here tonight at Happy Hour with Dr. T. We gather here two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday night, to share a few words, to chat, to share a verse from the Word of God, have a little discussion, and then pray together. On Tuesday night is guest night, where Happy Hour is set up to invite special guests who are pastors and authors and Christian business people to talk about the Word of God, share their wisdom, and to pray. So tonight, I'm going to talk to you about every careless deed and that what we need to do is to follow the rules. You know, we're going to speak from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14, which reads like this from the ISV. Let the conclusion of all the thoughts be heard. Fear God and obey his commandments, for this is what it means to be human. For God will judge every deed along with every secret, whether it is good or evil. We could take this discussion in a lot of different directions, including the fact about following God's commandments is being human, particularly with the transhuman, transgender movement that's all in place. We want to talk about what it means to be human. But for tonight, we're going to talk about every deed that will be judged. We discussed how every careless word would be held accountable. And that people, it's so easy for people to sit behind a screen and to fire off insults and nasty comments from their place of anonymity. This week, the verse from Ecclesiastes reveals that every deed, both good and evil, both public and private, will also be judged by the Lord. We live in such an upside-down world. We've come to accept evil as good, the perverse as normal, by trying to make pedophilia and zoonosis, which is sex with animals, to be normalized when it's not and it's repulsive to God. We've learned to accept that tyranny is tolerable. Instead of saying that, no, we are not going to take this anymore, we just go along to get along. But no matter what the change in social norms, God's word is never changing. There are many versions of the biblical text, such as King James Version, the NASB, which is the New American Standard Bible, the ESV, which is the English Standard Bible, the ISV, which is the International Standard Version, which those are the verses, and the Amplified are the versions that I tend to use the most, but there are a lot more. Wikipedia has some incredible statistics on this. The United Bible Societies is a global fellowship of 150 Bible societies that aim to translate, publish, and distribute the Bible. But this really got me. I was so surprised by this. There are currently 3,142 versions in over 2,000 languages available in digital format at Bibles.com. And there are over 1,700 of these versions available for those who are blind and want to listen or just want to listen to the Bible. This list can be found in Wikipedia, and it's really lengthy. Languages and things that I didn't even know that existed, and they are translating the full Bible into these forms. At worldbibles.org, there's a list of more than 14,000 internet links to Bibles, Testaments, and portions of Scripture in over 4,000 languages. Did you even know there were that many languages? I guess those are basic languages plus dialects. And one thing I learned from writing my book, the book that I've written is a compilation of my Substacks, this Walking with God book that you can find at drtenpenny.com. It's such an inspiration that I even still read it. I pick it up and read it occasionally, even though I wrote it and I know what it says. So the book Walking with God Part 1 and Part 2 will be out really soon if it isn't out already by the time you've listened to this broadcast. And these are these versions, with the exception of the King James Version, are copyright protected. Who knew that NASB and NIV and ESV were copyright protected, and you need to get permission for them from the Bible publisher to be able to use more than just a few verses of their Bible. The only one that is not copyright protected and is open source is King James Version. And that's probably why most of the books that I've read that quote scripture, They quote it from the King James Version, so they don't have to go through all those copyright things, which are very, very tedious and long to do. Nonetheless, the core message of all these different Bibles and all these different versions and all these different languages are the same, no matter what version of the word you are reading. The number one thing that is the core message of the entire Bible, no matter which one you're reading, is that God is love. I mean, that's a definitive, absolute verb, and there's no doubt about it. God is love. The other thing is that the Ten Commandments are the core set of principles on how to live. If you really drill down and study the Ten Commandments, you will see that we don't need much else. If we follow those, we live in a civil society and the world would be a much better place. The other is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died and rose for our sins. And that is the cornerstone of what we believe, why we believe, and how we believe. The other thing is that God will judge every word, every deed, good and bad, anything that's in this, that's in plain sight, and anything that's hidden that you think you're doing in secret. You know, Solomon is credited for writing the books of the Bible. He's credited for writing Proverbs, or most of the Proverbs, the Song of Solomon, and Ecclesiastes. I've been told that he wrote Ecclesiastes in retrospect, near the end of his life, as a lament about the years he's wasted and how he frittered away so much of his enormous wealth because he did so many abnormal things and so many things that were against God's word. In fact, I wrote a lot about this in my Substacks. It was a few months ago. If you go to 10pennywalkwithgod.substack.com, at the top, you can do a search. You can put in the word Solomon and you could read what I wrote about and how many of God's laws he broke when he became king, that he just went on his own way, probably because he really hadn't spent much time with David, his father, who was a complete man of God. And God looked at him with such a fondness and kindness of heart for all the things that he did. And he was also born with a silver spoon in his mouth and left with enormous wealth, more wealth than probably anybody in the world. And we talked about, I broke down that wealth in my previous Substacks that you can go back and read. He looked back at when he wrote Ecclesiastes, he looked back at all the years that he had wasted when he could have better served God. Because every word and every deed will be judged, we should be closely practicing the daily rules from God's playbook, the Ten Commandments. I've written down the Ten Commandments and we'll review them here. And this comes from the book of Exodus. We also have a version of the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy. But this is from Exodus 20. Commandment number one, I am the Lord thy God. Thou will have no other gods before me. And when in that, when you read it, it's the Lord thy God with a capital G, and you will have no other gods, little g's, before me. So that means idols, which is the second commandment. You will make no idols or carved images. You will not worship other things. You won't have wooden or stone or even painted things on canvases. They will not be the idols. So commandment number one, I am the Lord thy God, and they will have, and you will have no other gods before me. You will make no idols or carved images. You will not take the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes the name of the Lord in vain. And we are all guilty of that more times than not. And if you find yourself saying, oh my, put in the word, the Lord's name in vain with Jesus Christ or Jesus the Christ or Jesus or God, and doing it in a swearing way or doing it in an expletive way, you are breaking the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the Lord thy God's name in vain, and you will not be held unaccountable for that. Commandment number four is remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. I'm guilty of that, and I know many of you are too, that we look at Saturday or Sunday, whichever day that we practice as our Sabbath day, as a day of catch up to clean the house, to catch up for things that we couldn't do during the week because we were so busy with work or activities. And we are breaking the fourth commandment to remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. Number five, honor thy father and thy mother so that your days may be long upon the earth is the only commandment that really comes with a promise. If we honor our parents, no matter how they treat us, we are to honor them so that things will be well with you in the land that God has given us and will be well with us in the things that we have been given by the Lord to honor our father and mother. And then commandment number 6, 7, 8, and 9 kind of go together. You're not to kill. Now, kill can be figuratively and literally. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. The book of Leviticus tells of all the different people that as they moved into the land that was inhabited by the Canaanites, of all the people they were not allowed to have sex with. Well, we're not allowed to have sex with someone else that doesn't belong to us. And there is lots of things that the Bible says about sex outside of marriage, which can also be considered adultery. So we are not to kill. We are not to have adultery. We're not to steal. And stealing can be not only a physical taking, but a mental taking of somebody else's property. We shall not bear false witness against our neighbor, which means we don't lie. We don't gossip. We don't say things against them that are not true. And we shall not covet or wish that we had our neighbor's wife or spouse or your neighbor's goods, like their house, their car, their private jet, their jewelry, maybe just a refrigerator full of food. We're not to covet it. And that's the 10th commandment. Take a really hard look at that list. How many of us follow them to the letter? How many of those of us need to tighten them up and maybe even repent? For example, how many times in the last week have you written OMG on a text or in an email or something else that you said or have used expletives such as that? Or how many times do we use the Sabbath day to catch up on a works day instead? I have made a commitment to try to work on my Sabbath, honoring the Sabbath better. I make excuses for it. I write my Sunday Substacks on Sunday, but it is really the day that I'm supposed to be spending the day with the Lord. Now, I feel like when I write my Sunday Substack, that is a way that I'm spending time with the Lord, but is that really breaking the commandment or am I just making an excuse? Examine that in your own life. And what about the other commandments? Go back and think about each one of them and concentrate on them individually and then collectively and see if there's any place that we need to clean them up because they are the rules for the best living in the world. We will be held accountable for every word, every deed, even every thought. Even every thought. Until we are walking closer in alignment with the way that God wants us to live. And we become more and more like Jesus, which is the goal. You know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all else will be given unto you. And how do we seek the kingdom of God? By using his rule book, which is pretty simple. It's just there's just 10 rules, the 10 commandments. After all, when we try to walk closer to God and be more like Jesus, that's what we are intended to do, who we are intended to be as Christians and the lover of the Lord and lover of God. So let's pray together. Dear Father, we are your children and you know us so very well. Every day we fall short of the glory of God and every day we are falling short of the way that we should be. Thank you that you've given us a way to correct every fault through your Son, Jesus. You love us so much that nothing can snatch us out of your hand. And no matter how far we fall or stray away, you are always there, ready to embrace us and welcome us home. Help us every day to first seek your kingdom from the time we open our eyes in the morning until we close them and drift into slumber at night. And foremost, help us to seek to know you better. Help us to have a real relationship with you, Abba Father. Open our ears that we may always learn to recognize your voice, especially when you just whisper to us, I love you, you are mine. We're so grateful for you. We're so grateful for this opportunity to be together. We're so grateful for the opportunity to study your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this week, as you go about your daily business, maybe we should all print out the Ten Commandments and keep them somewhere where we can handy, we can watch them, we can check ourselves all day long. You know, I have Ephesians 6. It was given to me as a gift. It's like a plaque with the Ephesians 6, which is putting on the armor of God. I've got that hanging in my bathroom. So every morning while I'm getting ready for work or I'm combing my hair or I'm doing whatever, I read it and I try to visualize putting on that armor of God to protect myself. I actually read it every single night before I go to bed to protect myself in my dream state. And maybe we should do the same thing with the Ten Commandments and constantly be checking ourselves on the way that we're living and the way that God wants us to live. So with that, I hope that you've enjoyed today's happy hour and that you'll join us again next week, same place, same time, for Happy Hour with Dr. T. Remember, on Mondays, we have This Week with Dr. T at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Great interviews. Monday night is This Week is the 10 Penny Files on Your Health. Tuesday morning is Happy Hour, is a morning coffee with Dr. T, which is open forum question and answer that I try to connect more with the answers that you really are seeking. And Tuesday night is Happy Hour. Thursday night is Happy Hour. And Thursday night is also Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P, which we've been doing for lots of years now. And we don't always agree. And the last Thursday of the fourth Thursday of the month is always our Five Docs event, where we get the five docs together and we kind of don't always disagree either. You know, there's an expression that says that if you and I both agree on everything, then one of us isn't necessary. So it's interesting to get different perspectives from people you respect and you care about, and know that we're all trying to get to a good place, but we just go through a different path sometimes. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12, 12. If you've been following me a lot, you should have that one memorized by now. Romans 12, 12 is rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. When I say be patient in trouble, because trouble will always come, and hold on to God's hand tightly and let him walk you through it. His ways are not always our ways. His timing is not very often our timing. So be patient in trouble and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust him for everything. Give him all the glory, all the love that he deserves as our Abba Father. With that, I want to say thank you for being here tonight. Have a great week and weekend. Goodbye and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.